From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Coronavirus has infected 19 cases. President Joko Widodo asked the people to be calm. U.S. President Donald Trump feels the heat as coronavirus stalks the U.S. Now the news in detail. It recorded that 19 people have been positively infected with coronavirus. In response to this case, President Joko Widodo asked Indonesian people to keep calm in facing coronavirus transmission in Indonesia. It was stated by Indonesian Special Spokesperson for Coronavirus, Ahmad Yuryanto, at presidential office in Jakarta on Monday.
Barusan kami dapat pengarahan lagi dari Presiden, bahwa masyarakat diminta untuk tetap tenang.
I just got direction again from the president that people are asked to keep calm because the tendency of the disease nowadays clinically is not as we imagine like in Wuhan. We have reported about positive cases in the hospital. All are independently self-reliant in servicing their own needs. No one uses oxygen. Then no one uses an infusion, and they can take care by themselves. Moreover, Ahmad Yuryanto also explained the latest data recorded that there are 13 patients infected corona, which eventually increases to 19 cases in Indonesia. He also said they are all in a stable condition. Besides being infected from overseas traveling, the cases also come from the investigation of case cluster 1 and subcluster 3, which was also infected from the case 1. They are now in isolated rooms at hospitals in Jakarta and outside Jakarta. Therefore, Indonesian government does not reveal the isolated places for the victims infected from coronavirus. Concerned that President Donald Trump himself could be exposed to the coronavirus through contact with two Republican lawmakers loomed Monday as U.S. stocks plummeted, feeding growing national anxiety. As quoted by AFP.com, President Trump, who flew back to Washington after a weekend golfing at his Florida resort and having dinner with Brazil's right-wing president, has spent weeks dismissing the seriousness of the threat. But after an emergency meeting with administration staff, he told journalists that he would propose very substantial economic measures to Congress on Tuesday. This will include tax relief and aid for workers in the gig economy who worry about calling in sick. Donald Trump said he would hold a press conference to discuss the measures on Tuesday, adding that coronavirus has blindsided the world. The run on stock market prices robbed Trump of one of his main talking points when touting his successes ahead of the November presidential election. The Dow Jones closed 7.8% lower in the worst session since 2008. The International Monetary Fund called on governments worldwide Monday to join forces and roll out aggressive financial support for the coronavirus-infected global economy, including direct payments to workers and businesses. But while several countries have taken steps to cushion the blow to their economies and boost confidence, including the United States, there has been little visible coordination among policymakers like there was at the height of the 2008 global financial crisis. As quoted by AFP.com, the rising concern about the global economy has been reflected in the continued collapse of global stock markets, with trillions in value wiped up in recent weeks, or wrote that continued Monday. Oil prices have also collapsed. Given the acute shocks caused to economies, consumers, and businesses, IMF Chief Economist Geeta Gopinath said, policymakers will need to implement substantial targeted fiscal, monetary, and financial market measures to help affected households and businesses. That includes cash transfers, wage subsidies, and tax relief, as well as interest rate cuts and financial market support for central banks. Two Dutch embassy staff have become victims of speedboat crash in Sebangau River, Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan on Monday, are in stable condition. It was stated by Head of Culture and Communication of the Dutch Embassy, Yolandi Melsert, in Jakarta on Tuesday, March 10, to Voice of Indonesia.
Well, there were two people involved, and they are stable now, so they're okay. One is probably coming back soon, and the other one has to stay in the hospital for a while. I don't know exactly at the moment, but we're monitoring this constantly. Mm-hmm. So they are fine.
Besides the speedboat accident that took presidential security forces, past Pampres personnel, and their entourage of the Dutch embassy staffs in Jakarta happened in the Sebangau River, Palangkaraya on Monday, March 9. The two Dutch embassy staffs are part of an advanced team that inspected the places to prepare for the state visit of the King and Queen of the Netherlands, King Willem Alexander and Queen Maxima, to a number of places in Palangkaraya on 11 to 13 of March 2020. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. World Health Organization WHO on Monday stated now there is real threat the coronavirus COVID-19 will be pandemic. General Director of WHO Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus explained that to overcome the transmission of COVID-19, it needs comprehensive effort, both isolation and mitigation.
It's not about containment or mitigation, which is a false dichotomy. It is about both containment and mitigation. All countries must take a comprehensive, blended strategy for controlling their epidemics and pushing this deadly virus back.
World Health Organization on Monday stated that although the virus will be pandemic, the virus can be controlled.
The rule of the game is never give up. I'll repeat that. The rule of the game is never give up.
Since the coronavirus appeared, there has been 110,564 cases that recorded in 100 countries. It killed 3,862 people. Michael Ryan, as head of emergency program of WHO, stated that the spread of COVID-19 can be controlled. It is different with influenza that spreads easily. Italy has extended its emergency coronavirus measures, which include travel restrictions and a ban on public gatherings, to the entire country. On Monday, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte ordered people to stay home and seek permission for essential travel. As quoted by BBC.com, he said the measures were designed to protect the most vulnerable and there is no more time. Italy's coronavirus death toll skyrocketed from 366 to 463 on Monday. It is the worst hit country after China. The number of confirmed infections also increased by 24% from Sunday, official figures showed. cases of the virus have been confirmed in all 20 Italian regions. Mr. Conte said the best thing was for people to stay at home. He explained that whole of Italy will become a protected zone. The last item. Some 130 Dutch investors are tapping the possibility of cooperation with the Indonesian government and business agents to develop sustainable economy and investment. Dutch Minister of Foreign Trade and Development Cooperation, Sigrid Kaag, told Antara in Jakarta on Tuesday on March 10. During the visit this time, the Dutch delegation comprised not only businessmen but also representatives of universities, scientific institutes, and companies already investing in Indonesia, she pointed out. Sigrid Kaag echoed the Netherlands' interest in cooperating with Indonesia in the fields of sustainable development, agriculture, food production, water management, inclusive development, and other relevant sectors. To this end, Indonesia is looking for companies capable of making changes and shift. Sigrid Kaag called on the Dutch business delegation to take investment decisions based on sustainable development. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our good program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Anticipating the Risk of Global Economic Weakening. Well, listener, the President of Republic of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, asked all his ministers to calculate in detail the risk of the global economic weakening this year, which could have an impact on Indonesia. This instruction was conveyed by President Joko Widodo in a limited meeting on the topic Macroeconomic Framework and Principle of Fiscal Policy in 2021 and Government Work Plan of 2021 on Monday. He reminded the global economy will experience uncertainty and slowdown due to various factors such as trade war and geopolitical situation in several regions, which are then worsened by the emergence of the coronavirus or COVID-19. At present, the Indonesian government is striving to formulate various policies, especially from the fiscal aspect. This support is made to reduce the deficit swelling. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati projected that the deficit of the state budget for gross domestic product GDP this year could touch the range of 2.2 to 2.5%, which is higher than the realization of the 2019 deficit at the time already reached 2.2%. She also explained that when initially starting the process of preparing the state budget in 2021, it also saw changes that occur in about 2.5 months, especially the problem of the coronavirus and oil prices. She added that the formulation of fiscal stimulus will be designed in accordance with the existing developments. According to the Minister of Finance, by seeing the current condition, the development will continue, then the best design will be seen again. The detailed calculation of the risk of the global economy weakening must be done immediately. Moreover, the impact of the COVID-19 epidemic was felt, starting from the decreasing number of tourists. The Indonesian Minister of Tourism will indeed revise the target of foreign tourists visiting Indonesia. From the original target of 17.3 million, of that number, the contribution of tourists from China to Indonesia reached around 12% in 2019. The decline in foreign tourists, especially to Indonesia, will affect foreign exchange earnings from tourism sector. Governor of Bank Indonesia Perry Warjio estimates that foreign exchange incomes from tourists fell by approximately $1.3 billion. COVID-19 also influences investment realization and trade performance. Moreover, China is one of Indonesia's main trade partners. It is expected that from this detailed calculation, anticipated policies will be present to reduce the risk of the global economic weakening on the Indonesian economy. As requested by President Joko Widodo, there is 2021 fiscal policy draft that is able to strengthen the resilience of the national economy, which is able to overcome various risks that may arise and protect the national economy from the global economic turmoil. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with March the 10th, 1950. Safruddin monetary cutting policy is implemented in Indonesia. A monetary cutting policy established by Indonesia's Minister of Finance in the Hatta the Second Cabinet, Safruddin Perwira Negara, came into force on March the 10th, 1950. According to the policy, the Dutch occupational money or Nika money and the Javaanse bank money with 5 rupiah value up were literally cut into two. The left half remains valid as a legal payment instrument with a value of half of the original value until August the 9th at 6 p.m. From March the 22nd to April the 16th, the left side must be exchanged for new bank notes at banks and designated locations. More than that date, the left side is no longer valid. The right cutout is declared invalid but can be exchanged for state bonds at half the original value and to be paid 40 years later at 3% interest a year. Let's turn to March the 10th, 1952. Fulgencio Batista staged a coup to seize power in Cuba. General Fulgencio Batista Saldivar was de facto Cuban leader of the 1933 until 1940 period, the de jure president of the 1940 until 1944 period, and the dictator as president of the 1952 until 1959 period. His leadership ended on January 1, 1959, after the Cuban Revolution launched by Fidel Castro. Batista fled to the Dominican Republic, then moved to Portugal and Marbella, Spain. He died on August 6, 1973, in Guadalamina, Spain. I'll conclude with March the 10, 1977. Indonesia's Palapa A2 satellite launched from Kennedy Space Center, United States. Palapa A2 is Indonesia's communication satellite launched from the Kennedy Space Center, America on March the 10, 1977 with the Delta 2914 rocket and operated in orbit 77BT a day later until January 1988. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world.
Adakah engkau mendengar lagu rindu yang kutulis untukmu? Betapa jarak waktu memaksa kita memaknai sebuah kata rindu. Adakah engkau mendengar doa-doaku di ruang batinmu? Menjaga semua janji ini. Doakan.
Kan ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Kan engkau pada pemilik jiwa, karena ku yakin dia akan menjaga asa yang aku tinggalkan pada lingkar janji kehormatanmu. Oh, karena aku akan bertahan untukmu, menjaga semua janji ini. Kembali, kan ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Karena aku akan bertahan untukmu, menjaga semua janji ini. Doakan aku cepat kembali, kan ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Bila kau menunggu
was a song entitled Bertahan Untukmu, sung by Musi Kimia. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.winews.id. Next, we will give you information on My Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The topic of today's My Indonesia is Indonesia makes sure the return of all Indonesian pilgrims hamper on trip to Saudi Arabia. Well, listener, Indonesia has confirmed that the return of the last batch of Indonesian pilgrims who were hampered in Jordan and unable to continue their trip to Saudi Arabia on March 4th. The number of Indonesian pilgrims hampered in Jordan has reached 285, and now they have returned to Indonesia following Saudi Arabia policy to temporarily suspend the entry permits to Saudi Arabia. The decision of Saudi Arabia raises concerns for the pilgrims who are hampered, especially related to their return. Indonesia, through the Embassy of Republic of Indonesia in Amman, moved quickly to take the necessary steps and was present for the pilgrims at the Queen Alia Airport, Jordan. As quoted by kemlu.co.id, Indonesian Ambassador to Jordan, Andik Rahmianto, said that as one of state presence in protecting Indonesian citizens abroad, the Indonesian Embassy in Amman has coordinated with relevant parties, including representatives of travel agents, pilgrims, and airlines, to ensure that pilgrims may return to Indonesia as soon as possible. In addition, Indonesia tried to do its best so that the pilgrims obtain the rights in accordance with the applicable rules. Jordan is one of a pilgrim destination for Umroh Plus pilgrims from Indonesia, which is commonly linked by pilgrimage to Al-Aqsa Mosque in Palestine. A number of Islam historical sites in Jordan that are frequently visited by Indonesian pilgrims are Kafi Cave, or Ashabul Kahfi, the Muhtawurd site and the Yarmut Wurd, the town of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Dead Sea. Over the last 3 years, the number of Indonesian tourists to Jordan has increased by 30% to reach more than 45,000 people each year. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Lala Carmela with a song entitled Jingga.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
to Indonesian Wonder, today I'm going to introduce you to burayot, a typical food from Garut, West Java. In addition to various kinds of dodol, burayot is another typical food of Garut which should also be tasted when you have holiday in Garut, West Java. It has oval shape but a little bit wrinkled and has brownish color. Burayot comes from Sundanese language, which means swinging. It can find in Garut, precisely at Leles village, Kadungora, Wanaraja Regency. The cake is made of palm sugar, rice flour, peanut and coconut oil. The name burayot actually comes from the making process of the cake. Firstly, the dough of rice flour is fried, then it's lifted by using small bamboo and its sugar flour hanging on the bottom of the cake. This situation is called ngobarayot or burayot by the Sundanese people. Ingredients of burayot cake influences the taste of the cake itself. For example, if using low-quality palm sugar, it can produce different taste. Therefore, making burayot cake should use good quality ingredient to get the likable burayot product. Burayot cake tastes better when it just ripe, but there are also available in large quantities for sale as typical souvenir of Garut. The cake is made in various flavors such as sesame, ginger, cheese and peanut flavor. Burayot cake is usually sold in big or small plastic container or pack with affordable price, which is 7,500 rupiah for small pack and 15,000 rupiah for a big pack. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring burayot, a typical cake from Garut, West Java. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye for now.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jelas di matamu, tak bisa kau mengerti aku. Ada banyak wajah cerita, kau bisa pilih semaumu. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku, hanya hatiku. Oh, oh. Hanya hatiku. Satu tumbuh
seribu. Kata-katamu seperti debu. Ada banyak wajah cerita. Ku kan memilih yang ku mau. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri. Yang mendengar hanya kupingku. Yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini. Yang mengerti hanya hatiku. Gelas penuhmu, oh, takkan terisi. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri. Yang mendengar hanya kupingku. Yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini. Yang mengerti hanya hatiku. Hanya hatiku.
Bicaralah yang kau mau.
Hanya hatiku.
Ini hidupku. Bicaralah yang kau mau. Ini hidupku. Bicaralah yang kau mau. Ini hidupmu.
You have just listened to a song entitled Wajah Cerita, sung by Ben Sihombing. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expression, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia English program that introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia with the Language and Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is memperkenalkan orang lain, or in English, introducing others. First, I will give an example of a conversation on memperkenalkan orang lain, or introducing others. At the boarding house, Kevin meets a new friend, Rama. Rama then introduces Kevin to Eko.
Hai, kamu baru tinggal di sini?
Iya, kenalkan, aku Kevin.
Aku Rama. Oh iya, kenalkan, ini temanku, Eko. Eko, ini Kevin.
Hai, aku Kevin.
Eko.
After listening to this conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is memperkenalkan orang lain. Memperkenalkan orang lain, which means introducing others. I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Kenalkan. Kenalkan, which means let me introduce. Temanku. Temanku, which means my friend. Kamu baru tinggal di sini. Kamu baru tinggal di sini, which means you just live here. Kenalkan, ini temanku. Kenalkan, ini temanku, which means let me introduce, this is my friend. In the conversation, there is the phrase kenalkan aku Kevin. Kenalkan aku Kevin, which means let me introduce myself, I'm Kevin. This phrase is used to introduce yourself. In addition to this expression, you can also use other expressions which are perkenalkan aku Kevin. Perkenalkan, aku Kevin, which means let me introduce myself. I'm Kevin. Nama saya Kevin. Nama saya Kevin, which means my name is Kevin. Saya atau aku Kevin. Saya atau aku Kevin, which means I'm Kevin. For your information, saya and aku has the same meaning, I or me. In addition to introducing yourself in the conversation, there is also an expression, kenalkan, ini temanku Eko. Kenalkan, ini temanku Eko, which means, let me introduce, this is my friend Eko. The phrase is used to introduce others. Example, Rama introduces Eko to Kevin. Kevin, kenalkan, ini temanku Eko. Eko, ini Kevin, which means, Kevin, this is my friend Eko. Eko, this is Kevin. There are two types of introductory situations. First, introduction, informal situation. Second, in informal situations. In a formal situation, you can say, kenalkan, ini teman saya, Eko. Kenalkan, ini teman saya, Eko, which means, this is my friend, Eko. Or another example, kenalkan, ini Ibu Adis dari Universitas Indonesia. Kenalkan, ini Ibu Adis dari Universitas Indonesia, which means, let me introduce, this is Mrs. Adis from University of Indonesia. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia, or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of conversation once more.
Hai, kamu baru tinggal di sini?
Iya, kenalkan, aku Kevin.
Aku Rama. Oh iya, kenalkan, ini temanku, Eko. Eko, ini Kevin.
Hai, aku Kevin.
Eko.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena ku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kini ku tak lagi dengannya, sudah tak ada lagi rasa antara aku kau. berkata bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Fikirlah saja dulu.
That was Siapkah Kau Tuk Jatuh Cinta, sung by Hi-Fi. You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present you a melody song entitled Burung Nuri, sung by Betaria Sonata. Listener, this song, Burung Nuri, which was composed by Ahalik, consists of three verses, where the first and the third verses consist of poem, telling a story of someone's homesickness to her lover. The song Burung Nuri has upbeat music tempo and suitable for melo dancing. The song included in the most popular Melayu Daily album of Dendang Kenangan. Betaria Sonata was born in Bandung on December 4, 1962. She was known in the Indonesian music industry when she dedicated the song Hati Yang Luka, which was popular in the 1980s. Not only pop songs, Betaria also singing Malay and regional songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Burung Nuri by Betaria Sonata. Enjoy the song.
Mari, mari, kasih hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And also you can send us your email to voi@voinews.id.